Swadhinkanta. Swadhinkanta means controlling her priyatam. And she is Madhya Bhav, of Madhya Bhav. Some prakhara also, but looks like so sweet. She must be of Madhya Bhav, Swadhinkanta, Bhamya, and having all the good qualities, having Gritsne with Madhusne. Both. But Madhusne will be more. At last she searches, who is she? She is Srimati Radhika himself. Now, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur is telling, that she is seeing towards Krishna as if she is doing bhatsana to Krishna. Bhatsana means abusing, like abusing, not welcoming, opposite to welcome. She is thinking, oh cheater, the king of all cheaters, and lampata, dhrishta, you have given me prem hala hala. Prem halal mane bish, poison, prem poison. And you have been, so you are giving me prem poison. And I think that you have been successful in giving that. And as an action of that prem poison, now my life is to be end. It has come up to our throat. And it is to come out of my body. And you are waiting that when it comes out of body, I will give fire in that pran. You are ready. And that is why you are coming nearer and nearer. As if she is thinking, she is seeing towards Krishna by this mode. What is the deeper meaning? You called us and we met you, and you at once vanished away. This is premhalahal that you gave me. And that is why our life is to be end. When it is in end, it is prepared to come out of our body. Now you are coming. Why you are coming? We know that again you will go. And then our life will be burnt in that prayer. You cannot save us. You are not willing to save me. So you have come nearer again to... We know they will tell when Akruz will go to... No. Uddha will go to Gopis. They will tell all these things. How a Krishna is like a... Bahiliya, like a hunter. He sings so sweet in his throat and very subtle, innocent, DS comes and begin to hear closing their eyes, having a shelter of any steel which is not in earth, only outer, and she at once falls down. Understand? A steel not going more in earth, only very little. If it is so underground, then it would not fall. But it is for hunting. She saw cheetah. And by hearing, she gives his body's weight of her body, and at once falls down. And then he shoots, "You are like that. We know. They are so cruel, and you are more cruel than that." So here she is telling, "We have come here to to dagdha. आप यहाँ पर पधारे हैं हम लोगों को जीवित ही जला देने के लिए आप. If it was Hindi, very beautiful. Why you don't learn Hindi? If I can learn English, why you not Hindi? If you know Hindi, then very marvelous expressions. I cannot express my whole ideas. Why you are seeing here and there?
Because they can translate.
No, translate, I can also. I cannot tell. I know you very well. Gopi is telling, "I know you very well. From boyhood I know. Not now. And in that mood she is watching Krishna. In a very glance. What glance? And saying this, very fine teeth like pearls, very white, he has caught hold of her others. Yet it was so beautiful for Krishna. So it seems that it is she is only Radhika, like all the qualities are of Srimati Radhika. He is in Bhamme Bhav, she is also in Man Bhav. She is Madhya, having the Madhya Bhav. Ghrit sneha, but covered with madhur sneha. And in angry mood, bhamme bhav. So every qualities are excellent to the last point in Srimati Radhika. So she should be Radhika. This is slow. Then, apara. निमिषित दृग्धं जूषानं तन्मुखाम्बुजं अपि तमपि नातृप्यत संतश्चरणं यथा. The outer meaning is this. Another gopi Animesh, not closing her eyes, continuous seeing towards Krishna, as if anyone takes a cup and drinking till last drop. So she's drinking the nectar of Krishna. How? Without tripti, no tripti at all. Tripti means?
Without satisfied.
With no satisfaction.
Satiation.
I have satisfaction in hearing Harikatha, but you have no satisfaction. So, I am better than you, because I have satisfaction, but you have no satisfaction. Is it right?
I don't think so.
What do you see?
It's better to always want more and more.
So if anyone satisfies in hearing Harikatha or telling Harikatha, that it is not good. So here, this gopi is not satisfying. In drinking the nectar of Krishna mouth, why? There is a reason. The reason will be told here. Here, he is giving example of any bhakta, qualified bhakta. As a bhakta serving Krishna or serving Gurudev, Sangharvi Vaishnavas, especially Krishna. They are not satisfied any time. More and more they want. This is a sign of good bhakti. This sakhi is drinking the nectar of Krishna. Why? Why not of Radhika? She is submissive to Srimati Radhika. She is so pleased. She is so glad. She is seeing that four kinds of gopis, some having the hands of Krishna in their hands, some his hand on the shoulder of her soldier, someone taking the battle nets, someone having the lotus feet of Krishna on his breast. But yet Krishna sight and every mood is towards the gopis who is very far away and who is looking crooked to him, as if she will shoot him. But yet his whole mind, so everything is towards that. Lalita is seeing. Very good sign. She is controlled by that, my Sakhi Radhika. How his mouth is now, what his eyes are doing, how his mouth, how is doing. Srimati Radhika is going to shoot Krishna and he is controlled now. He is smiling, only smiling for Radhika. And same for that, not for all these gopis, only for that. And she is thinking about how to please her. It is a good sign that he is controlled by me. So he is seeing Krishna face going up and down, and so beautiful. Now it looks like so beautiful. Sometimes he sees this, and sometimes by this. Very good face. Good look. So she became so pleased and she was drinking without filling her eyes.
Eyelids.
Without blinking.
She was not satisfied, more and more. And she is from very distance behind of Radhika. She is seeing. She is standing behind of Radhika. And from there she is seeing. Radhika is not seeing that Lalita. What Lalita is doing. Krishna is also not doing, because he is by shame, he is looking down. So he has so much fortune that Krishna is not seeing towards them. So he sees freely drinking and drinking. Understand my feeling?
Yes.
without any hesitation, without any shame. If Krishna will see towards Lalita, then she will close her eyes or do anything. But now no shame, nothing, freely she is taking the cup of nectar and not sex, drinking and drinking. Until Krishna will see, Aradhika will see. Today, we should stop here. We were doing apra nimesha drigdhyam jushanantam mukham bhujam apitam apinatritya santas charanam yatha. Seventh. The सार कथा, सार माने क्या होता है, हैं? सार, सबके कथाओं का सार ये है. I was telling the gist of the seventh slok, that one gopi, she became jad. जड़ता हो गई. She became like a stone. By that, seeing that Ananda, that Krishna has been, is being to show, Krishna is being suited by the eyes of Srimati Radhika. Radhika was Sakhi of this gopi. At that time, by the arrow of Srimati, Katakshabai of Srimati Radhika, Krishna was astonished. And he became so vyakul. Vyakul?
Enchanted.
Hmm? Astounded.
Stupendous.
What?
Stupendous.
Huh? Stupefied.
Yeah.
Stupefied means? Vyakul. What to do, what not to do.
Stumbled.
Hmm. Anutapta. And she became unhappy that for nothing I have given so much unhappiness to these gopis. And feeling shy, so many modes were coming and changing. And at that time he was controlled by the gopi who was sing towards Krishna with crooked eyes. And he was totally sing towards that gopi, Radhika. Not sing to anyone, fourth or fifth or sixth, anyone. Only he was sing towards that gopi. So, she was drinking the nectar of Krishna mouth, changing in so many colors, so many moods, without any hesitation. If Krishna will see towards gopi, that
Lalita,
then she would be shy, and she should see here, downward. But now she was free. Krishna totally only seeing and reminding and doing everything only to Radhika. So he was drinking the nectar of Krishna Mahamudra freely and continuously without dropping the
eyelids.
And he is giving the example. Sukadeva Goswami or Vyasadeva is giving an example as sadhu, purush, bhakta, premi bhakta, sarva Krishna. No? But they are not satisfied by serving Krishna. They want to more and more sadhu. So, she is prakhara, she swadhin bhartrika, you know, but
jinke adhik pati hota
hai, pati ya priyatam, pati nahi,
priyatam
hota hai, lover hota hai, wo swadhin bhartrika, she was swadhin bhartrika, and so she was prakhara, not mridu. And she was tadiya bhav, and with grita sneha, she was so happy to see that Krishna is totally controlled to her friend, mane sakhi Srimati Radhika. So she was surely Lalita Sakhi. Now we are going to 8th. तं काचित् निद्रद्धेन हृदिकिता निमिल्य च पुल्काङ्गु उपगुह्यास्तु यास्ते योगी आनन्दसम्पृता तं काचित् नेत्ररन्ध्रेण हृदिकिता निमिल्य च वन् आफ् दि गोपी दिस् इस् देन् 7th. First
yeah,
four.
Seven.
Then Srimati Radhika.
Then Lalita.
Then Lalita, and after this. This gopi, netra randhena. Netra randhena means by the hole of this netra. From the door of eyes. She took Krishna in his heart, and door was shut up, eyes were shut up, that is, Krishna cannot come out.
It's like a camera.
No? And upaguhyaste, then took Krishna in her arms and freely testing Krishna. Arsa Saptik became so much Pradipta. You know Dipta, Sudipta, Pradipta?
Yes.
And there are so many. Dipta, Dhumayit, Jwalit, Dipta, Sudipta, Pradipta. Pradipta are in Srimati Radhika and her Sakhi. In his youth, only Sudip is found. So all the symptoms of Pulak and Anubhav, Sattik and Babichari, came in that gopi, because she has embraced Krishna. Vyasadev and Sukadeva Goswami are giving examples. First here, they have given for Lalita, santas tat charanam jatha, of santa. And here they are giving example of yogi. Santa always saying, Krishna, not like this. Always chanting, remembering, loudly, dancing and with so sweet voice, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Jai Sri Radhe, Radha Raman Hari Govinda Jai, and making weeping all audience, and they make all audience to sing like same. These are bhakta. And here yogi shut up, he sets up his eyes and Aradhya Vastu, he deeply remembered here. And he always want to test it. Shantakaram, Ujagasayanam, Padmanabham, Suresham. These are yogis. Bhakti not likes. Shantakaram, who is Shantakaram? Ujagasayanam, that is Karnabdishai Vishnu. Shantakar, Bhujagasayanam, Padmanabham, from this, Nevi,
Neval,
N-A-V-E-L, V-E-L, Neval, lotus has come out, and from this, Brahma, and in this, Nadal, Kamal, Sapta Lok and Sapta Lok, 14 Loks have been created. Padmanabham, Suresham, he is Suresham, he is the god of all gods. So this is yogis, like a
thumb,
this 1 inch, they feel that Narayan has come out in our world. And they remember always. So, it seems that yogi, any yogi, is that Sakhi. And he shut up her eyes and remembering Krishna here, embracing Krishna. Sampluta, she deeply immersed in that ananda, ocean of ananda. Yogis are not only one kind, there are several kinds. In Vrindavan, Sukadeva Goswami has explained, in the Vrindavan, yogis are not like Himalayan and like Kashi. They sat on the Gyan branch of Veda tree. But this yogi in Vrindavan, like Sukadeva Goswami, Narada Rishi, Muni, are like Kokil. Kokil means cockbird. And Mayur. Mayur means peacocks. And like Papiha. Pi kaha, Papiha. Pi mane? Where is Pran Priyatam? Like Sukha. My Radhe is best. Sukha is telling, my Krishna is most beautiful. Sari is telling that, certainly he is so beautiful, but when Radhika is there, if there is not Radhika, he is Nirvishesh Nirakar. No? So this Sukha and Sari, this Sukha and Sari are sitting on the branch of bed tree on Prem Dal, branch of Prem. Prem Dal. Not on Nirvishesh Dal. Zero, cipher, not. Like Sukh, they are telling, I have described. And as peacock, they are dancing with the sweet voice of Krishna Bansi. And They are telling what word? Ke ka, ke ka. Who can control Krishna? Then she peacock tells Valli Radhika. And who can control Srimati Radhika? Who can? Is there anyone who can take the Pativrat Dharma, Lok Dharma, Dharya, Dharya means
patience,
and shame everything of Radhika in total. Then that peacock is telling only Krishna is that. So ke ka, these are muni like Sukh Goswami, and some are dancing, not like this. So they are sitting on the branch of prema. So here yogi eva ananda sampluta. That's when Sukh saw dancing peacocks. And Krishna was that time playing on very good flute. And peacocks have
spread their
feathers. And dancing so sweet on the Sare Gama Pada. Very beautiful dancing. At a tune of Krishna, sweet voice of Bansi. Sukhdev Goswami and all, they became so silent. Pin drop silence was there. Lakhs and lakhs monkeys, parrots, saris, and other beasts, pasu pakshi were there, but all silent. So here yogi, all these yogis are tasting that sweet taste. So the gopi became like so. She had them immersed in seeing all this scene, seeing Krishna and all the gopis. She took Krishna and began to embrace Krishna. Then who she is? Who she is? Jiva Goswami is here she. Jiva Goswami is deriving some slok from Vishnu Pura. In Srimad Bhagavat, the name of all these gopis has been not touched at all, anywhere. So Jiva Goswami is taking this slok from Vishnu Purana. That day, gopi, seeing Krishna there, so shy, so glad, and beautiful pose, she told Krishna, 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 Krishna. And she ran towards Krishna. Only this has been pointed there. So Jiva Goswami is explaining that Krishna, Krishna, it means she was Prakhara. And also she was Sarla. Sarla means? Not like so. But yet she was Prakhara, not like Chandravali, not like Lalita, not like Srimati Radhika. But Prakhara, but at the time,
mild
also. And she was Bhatra. Seventh. She was Bhatra. Not Vipaksha, not Swapaksha, not Suhrd. She has no link with Radhika, but Lalita has link. She has no link with Chandravali as Padma and Sabya. But she was controlled by Krishna, because she was running towards Krishna and telling Krishna, Krishna. So she should be Tatastha of Srimati Radhika. So she should be certainly Bhatra. Bhatra. She is Tatastha of Radhika and Suhit Paksha of Chandravali. Jiva Goswami telling, there are gopis first told four. In four, four means Chandravali, Shyamala, Padma and Shabda. In four, the prominent figure is Chandravali. More than four. So six is Chandravali. And she is Dakshina Nayika. So she should must be Bijati of Vipaksha of Radhika. Because in Radhika there is a bhav of Madhusne and Madhya bhav. And she is of Tadiya bhav. In Vishnu Puran, she had discovered that there were eight sakhis, Pradhana. So seventh has been told here. What is the eighth? He wanted to discover. So he is telling that first four, Chandravali, Shyamala, Padma, Shabda, and then Srimati Radhika, and then Lalita. After that, Vishakha will be there. And last, Bhadra will come. So there are eight such. Lalita is Prakhara, but yet Swadhin Bhartrika. And she has Madhya Bhav. Likewise, Anuradha. Who is Anuradha?
Lalita. She always follows Radha.
Sometimes this Vishakha has been told like Anuradha. Anuradha means the birth date of both Vishakha and Radhika is one. At a time they have taken birth. And their moods are all same. So anyone can tell that Vishakha is like Radhika. So Vishakha must be there. And his bhav mood will be very prominent than others, Chandravali, Padma, Shabya and all others. So should one up be there. In Ashkaran Puran he has taken examples. He is telling of Rash, which has been explained in Skanda Puran also. Jiva Goswami is telling that when Krishna became oversighted, he became what?
Disappeared
from Rash. All gopis said that Krishna was not there. And Lalita Vishakha and all Sakhis saw that Krishna is not there and also Srimati Radhika is not there. They saw that both are, the pair is not there. And they were searching everywhere, Krishna.
They remember it when Uddhava came to Braja. And they began to abuse Krishna in front of Uddhava. They are not seeing Uddhava. They are seeing only a bee, black bee. They are supposing him to be any Krishna dut, representative of Krishna. And messenger. And they are telling to Uddhava in anger mood. All gopis are telling, and each gopi's word is there. Uddhava is telling that Krishna is God, and He is everywhere. He is also in your heart, also in others. You should try to discover Krishna by bhakti. Anyone is not far away from Krishna. Seeing this, hearing this, Lalita at once becomes so furious. You are a liar and your master is also a liar. We don't believe in your words and also don't believe in Krishna words. You should return from here. Go at once to Mathura and go to Krishna. We don't want to listen to your words. But she was crying, weeping, tears in, but telling so, Uddhava, not Uddhava to be. And Uddhava was hearing all these things. That's, they are so furious and in anger there. Lalita is telling so, gone, return to Mathura. Uddhava, you are very liar, mithyabadi. You are vipathagami. Misleading. And yourself going in wrong path. Vipatkan. Kurur Janapriya. You are a friend of cruel.
Dear.
And friend is more cruel than his master. So you are cruel Janapriya. Kurur Janapriya. Akritagya.
Ungrateful.
You are ungrateful. So Krishna they are telling. Am Satha. Satha means? Doing mistake. Doing something wrong. Yet, probably he tells that, no, I have not done wrong. I have not done this. They are saying that he has come from any certain place. And there are signs. But he refuses. Denied it. Oh, you are coming from that, you are telling lie. No, I have not done. From where you have got this red color? It is like that. I was sitting there in my home, and any red color, any our sakha has given. It is frankly like he denies everything. So you are friend of that. Don't come here. At once go out from here. But samachar nishurke sapati. So many dikar hai, dikar hai. धिकार है धिकार धिकार धिक धिक नो यू डोंट नो धिकार धिकार माने इफ एनीवन डज एनी सीन देन हे शुड बी गिवन धिकार धिक धिक तुम्हारे जीवन को धिकार है नकार कर कर yet they discard. Rejected them. All and banished from there. Rightfully he Pratyakarya means rejected. Left them. Rightfully. And he has gone to Dwarka in the way he loved with Kubja. He should hide. Sorry. And now he has gone to